Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante as his squad gets ready for Towson. And, Coach, a tough one on many levels last week. The kids battled to force overtime. You lose to Albany, but also just a heartbreaking injury to Rob Roll.
Yeah, it was a tough game. I mean, Albany came out. They were ready to play. We came out. It was a heavyweight fight, so to speak, almost a heavyweight boxing match. Guys, punching back and forth and low-scoring game. So every possession counted. You know, they held the ball away from us a little bit with 38 minutes of possession time to our 22. But to our guys' credit, they were resilient. They hung in there, and we drove the field in 2 minutes and 16 seconds, 87 yards and 15 plays, and tied it up to go overtime. So that was great. The bigger loss, obviously, the loss of the game is always bad, but the bigger loss is to Rob Roll, who's unfortunately going to miss the rest of the season. The fortunate thing, and we're hoping, we're keeping our fingers crossed, we're talking to our compliance coordinators and so on, we're hoping that it happened early enough in the season where he can get a year back, because he did not redshirt as a freshman, so he has 1 year of eligibility left as a fifth-year player. So we're hoping that that will be the correct judgment when we get to the opportunity.
Talk to me a little bit about how you've got veterans in the secondary, but this is a big hole. How do you adjust to try to fill his absence?
Well, we played 4 games now, so we've had a lot of guys get some experience back there. And we had Gabe Cohen, who played the whole second half. And then we had Jaquan Amos, who's played some corner for us in the first 3-4 games. So what we're going to do is we're probably going to move Rashawn Stewart back to Rob's position. He's a senior, but he'll be the one to be able to make the calls and so on. And then we're going to go with Gabe and Jaquan and, you know, do a little bit more by committee. So it'll just give other guys opportunities to get on the field a little more than if Rob was there. Like I said, in the second half, we held them to 1 touchdown on their last drive. So those guys that did fill in Rob's absence did a pretty good job. So we're hoping that they'll be able to have consistent play.
Let's talk about Towson. It's always a physical game when you play them. And looks like their defense is where it usually is, struggling a little bit to score points.
Yeah, they're playing with a young quarterback, Stover there. His dad's the head coach, him actually at Upper Dublin High School. He's a local guy, so we know him pretty well. But on defense, I think it's going to be pretty similar to last week, to be honest with you. I think they're physical. I think they're fast. They pursue to the ball. They gang tackle. In their interior D-line position, they actually have a little more size than Albany had. Albany was not real big, but very athletic. And these guys are similar to that with a little more size up the middle. So that'll be a challenge for us. We want to try to establish more of a run game than we did a week ago, but part of it was the inability to be on the field as much as we would like to have been. I think if we were on the field a little more and had a few more opportunities, we might have maybe established a run game a little bit better. But, you know, when you only had the ball for 22 minutes and you had down 7 with 2 minutes to go, you're throwing it almost every down. So that'll skew the numbers there a little bit. And offensively, they have a real good receiving core, very similar to last week, and they have some good running backs. Their top running back, I believe, is going to be out for our game. So our injury to Rob is equivalent to their injury to Shane Simpson, their All-American running back. But you know what? They're going to put some other guys in there, and the guys that they filled in with on film looked pretty good last week against Stony Brook. So regardless of who they're handing the ball off to, we have to be able to stop the run like we've been doing, and hopefully we can get some turnovers. We had 3 versus only getting 1, so that usually in a close game will go against you as it did this past week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.